This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the new album Heal from musician Timothy Showalter, who has been recording under the name Strand of Oaks since 2006. In the studio, he plays nearly all the instruments himself and has cited performers ranging from Jeff Buckley to Richard Pryor as influences.
If you're going to be downbeat, glum, or morose, it's best to do it the way Timothy Showalter does it, which is with an energy and purpose that doesn't contradict the melancholy, but rather frames it as various stories, studies in seriousness. He records under the name Strand of Oaks. He writes and performs nearly all of the music on this new album himself, and it's titled Heal, as in healing a wound, something Strand of Oaks frequently seems in need of.
And all the you hold them up for me, and all the little things I said goes away.
I wait for love, Showalter sings on that song, and he does a lot of that sort of waiting over the course of this album. It's a collection of songs about missed connections, missed opportunities, friends and lovers who are missed by a narrator who's more than willing to take the blame for all of it. Which could be unbearable spread over 10 songs, but isn't at all. Because the music here is frequently big, billowy stuff, with melodies that ripple with muscle, powering its way past self-pity and regret. The singer invites you to learn some of the sources of this work in the superb autobiographical song Goshen 97.
Goshen is Goshen, Indiana, where, if you take him at his word, the young Timothy Showalter lived in his family basement during the 1990s. He was listening to bands like Smashing Pumpkins and starting to piece together sounds and words that would describe his own mood, which can be summed up by that chorus, "I was lonely, I was having fun." Starting in 2006, he began putting out recordings as Strand of Oaks, sounding more quiet, more like a folk singer than not. As the years have gone by, Strand of Oaks' music has become bigger and brawnier. But there are also moments when the volume drops and the melody becomes beautiful in its yearning.
Sometimes I move like shadow. Sometimes I move like wind. But most days I start where I naked in the great light.
over and over, the songs here circle back to the theme of healing, of having your heart broken or your dreams dashed, or having someone who meant a lot to you vanish from your life. But you go on, you do what you have to do to get past as much of the pain as possible. That could be just another singer-songwriter trying to put out a positive message. But with Strand of Oaks, it becomes a much more nuanced drama. With each song here, you want to hear how it all began and hear how it all ends.
Ken Tucker reviewed the new Strand of Oaks album, Heal. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Ferriby is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Schurach directs the show. I'm Terry Gross. Take it even further back to darker times when I drank too much and I took too much. I lied to all my friends about who I was, but can't you listen to me? Now I'm all grown up. I spent too long years just losing my mind. Thank you, Christian, for keeping me clean. And we're painting it like a warrior. 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 You gotta heal. You gotta heal.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations. And from Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. From the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, a source for what works in education. Learn more at edutopia.org. And from the Lemelson Foundation, supporting inventors and invention to improve lives in the U.S. and developing countries. On the web at lemelson.org. This is NPR.
Just after film critic Roger Ebert agreed to let Steve James make a documentary about him, Ebert's cancer returned. He died 4 months later. James' new film, Life Itself, includes footage of those final 4 months, during which Ebert allowed James to film him in the hospital. On the next Fresh Air, we talk with Steve James and Ebert's widow, Chaz, president of Ebert Productions. Join us.